Progress note, patient name, Guidry, Guidry, Paula, date 11-18-22, place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation, history of present illness. Ms. Guidry is a 71-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, shortness of breath, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, CVA, congestive heart failure, hypertension, prior pacemaker placement, gastric bypass procedure, type 2 diabetes, and right total hip arthroplasty, allergies, prednisone, Lyrica, and spinach. Current medications, Tylenol as needed, ascorbic acid, bisacodyl, carvedilol, clonazepam, daptomycin, Eliquis, ergocalciferol, ferrous sulfate, furosemide, gabapentin, insulin glargine, insulin lispro, lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, Norco, nystatin powder, omeprazole, Miralax, Zofran, and Zolpidem. Review of systems as per above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136/74, temperature 98.6, heart rate 70, respirations 18, blood sugar 143, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple, no JVD noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, grossly non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions, assessment and plan, number 1, right hip pain, status post recent right total hip arthroplasty, currently being treated for deep infection, continue current medications and routine follow-up with orthopedics. Number 2, congestive heart failure, continue current medications and continue hospice. 3, hypertension, continue current medications. 4, chronic anticoagulation, continue current medications. 5, type 2 diabetes, continue to monitor and treat with diet and medications. And number 6, history of CVA, continue current medications and assistance with ADLs, continue hospice. Thank you.